Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That over there is Luke. We're having a wonderful day today.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you, Brian.
Happy Wednesday to everyone.
It's especially happy Wednesday for you, big guy, isn't it?
Every day is a holiday for me, but I just want to extend my happy holidays to everyone around the world. That is fantastic. We are back after a day of being off. Thank you very much. You're listening to us on 540 AM in Waukesha, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening to us in Madison on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can check us out either stream you want, either the Madison stream or the Waukesha stream. It's your choice, and that's the important thing.
There are options. Options for you to choose, and we appreciate everybody joining. You can join the big show as well by sending us a text, giving us a call, 844-967-2789. But we are first joined today by an award-winning journalist out of the recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer.
Yes.
How you doing this afternoon, Dan?
Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, excited to talk to you because it's been kind of a whirlwind of a week for me, Dan.
We're excited to talk to you, and not necessarily about the subject matter.
No, the subject matter is not great, but since last Friday's decision of the Supreme Court going along and choosing the Republican redistricting maps, there's been a lot of people kind of wondering, all right, what's next? What are the next steps? What does this mean? And Dan, you've already done a lot of the homework. You kind of went district by district and looked at a lot of what these maps are going to be last fall already. So I saw some interesting work being circulated by you this week since that decision was announced on Friday, since you did the work already. And we wanted to have you on and talk about a little bit specifically, because the districts that caught my eye are right here in our listening pattern, right in our backyard. Brian, I believe you go through the districts on your way into the Waukesha studios. And what these maps mean for the city of Wauwatosa specifically, Dan. So welcome today, and let's dive in kind of right into what these Republican maps are going to do to the community of Wauwatosa.
Yeah, so when these maps were introduced last fall by Robin Voss and the Republican leadership, I took a really close look at, you know, what these maps would be. They promised a lot of that these would be least change, kind of baking in the most gerrymandered legislative maps in the country to try and keep those for another decade. But one place that did see a pretty significant amount of change was the Milwaukee suburbs. And the Milwaukee suburbs has kind of emerged in recent years as a real battleground in some of these legislative districts. And in particular, if you really zero in on one city that is particularly seeing a lot of changes here, it's Wauwatosa. And I think Wauwatosa is the key city to understanding what these maps are going to do. And so Wauwatosa has been a very key city across the state when it comes to elections. It shifted to the left more than any other municipality in the 2020 elections. And of the very few seats that Democrats were able to flip in the assembly under these gerrymandered maps, two of them were driven by Wauwatosa voters.
Two of the only three, correct, Dan? Like there were only
correct.
Three of those seats that got flipped in the last decade, from 2011 when these maps were implemented until 2020. There was only three assembly districts that flipped from red to blue, and two of those occurred in the city of Wauwatosa.
That's correct. Yep. The first of those happened in the 14th district, which is represented by Robin Vining. And she has really broken down a lot of what would change in Wauwatosa. What these maps would do is move her district into a very safe Democratic district And if you, you know, if you look at the picture, it kind of winds through that eastern edge of Wauwatosa to kind of like the more closer to, you know, voters closer to the city of Milwaukee, that tend to lean a little bit more left. And the two other districts that are in Wauwatosa shift pretty significantly to the right. And so what it ultimately does is the Republicans split the city of Wauwatosa, which has a population just under about 50,000. It's split into four different assembly districts and three different Senate districts. So it is really, you know, chipping away at the political power and representation of a very important Milwaukee County suburb.
Yeah, it essentially takes one city, divides it four ways in the assembly, three ways in the state Senate, and then I don't quite understand, because I think it's important to note as well, Wauwatosa is the stomping ground, the former stomping grounds of then county executive Scott Walker from Milwaukee County. So that is the area that Scott Walker was elected from when he was previously the Milwaukee County executive. And the shift that the city has seen more towards the left, and the action taken by the Republican legislature to draw these maps and really dissect and just ultimately, you don't have one representative that can claim that suburb, and that is previously how redistricting occurred, right, Dan? Like this was something that you used to have communities of interest be kept together. And that is the keeping together of communities of interest, like, say, the city of Wauwatosa, has been completely diverted from with these maps because of the dissection that you are describing here in this new set.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, when Voss and the Republican leadership kind of presented these maps, they said they were maintaining some of these communities, you know, and if anyone who really would take a look at this would see that such is not the case. And such was not the case during the last decade of maps in a city like West Allis, very similar to Wauwatosa, you know, an inner ring Milwaukee County suburb that has been shifting to the left over the past decade. And that district was carved into three different assembly districts for the last decade. So they're just really kind of moving what they did in West Allis for the last decade, moving that into Wauwatosa. So they put, you know, a couple assembly representatives into very safe districts, and then they make it so that anything that might be competitive has a distinct Republican lean.
Gotcha. So it eliminates competition. It shores up the seats for some people, but it really eliminates the competition and in favor of Republicans. Brian, you got a question?
Yeah. Well, I moved here with my daughter, who was starting kindergarten, right, back in 2017. And Wauwatosa was one of the communities I was considering. Not only my realtors from there, but pretty much everyone I knew leaning left also was moving there and or lived there. And I witnessed the actual shift moving left personally. I didn't move there myself, but I know all of my interactions and understanding of Wauwatosa are from the left, because everybody I visit there and everybody from that is moving left. And I guess what I'm saying is, at what point, and I want to know, how left does it have to shift in order to actually compete almost on a 50-50 level with these new districts, I guess? Like, how left do we need to have these places turn in order to counteract the math? Because again, the principle of gerrymandering, I believe, is that pretty much most people that vote all the time vote one way or the other for the most part, right? How much of a shift needs to happen in order to counteract the gerrymander?
I mean, it's hard to say. I think it's, you know, I'll take one particular district, for example, which is the 13th district, which is represented currently by Sarah Rodriguez, who is also running for lieutenant governor. So she is not running for re-election in that seat. But one thing that's happening in that district, it is going to go from one that Joe Biden won in the 2020 election by about 9% to one that would be won by Donald Trump by about 6%. So you're seeing like a 15% shift in that one district based on how they're shifting those maps.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty reasonable, that's not something that you could say you just go out and you try to organize in that district and then you can make it competitive. That's fundamentally changing it from one of the districts that was more becoming a toss-up district because of the decade of change that occurred from 2011 when these maps were first implemented to the point in 2020 when Sarah Rodriguez, then a first-time candidate, flipped that district from red to blue. It's taking a district that was becoming competitive and really baking in I would contend an unfair advantage because
don't worry in 10 years it'll be fine. We can catch up in 10 years when they change it again.
Yeah, it is a textbook definition of moving the goalposts. It's absolutely what's happening. I mean, that another district that is also going to be open this fall with the pending retirement of Joe Sanfilippo, who is from New Berlin. It's going to go from a district that is Donald Trump won by 1 point to one that Donald Trump won by 14 points. So you're seeing these 10-point shifts in a lot of these, particularly Milwaukee districts in the Milwaukee suburbs, that are pretty startling.
And so I guess we're still dealing with the fallout of the decision from last Friday, Dan. It's still pretty shocking to understand, but at the same time, Brian's contended that this was the only map left that Hagedorn could have chose, so it's kind of where we're at. But do you see these maps being challenged? Do you see, I know we're coming up quick here on a break, so we can get your response, a little longer version of the response on the other side of the commercial break as well. But what kind of challenges do you think are going to come to these maps if they are such a deviation from the quote-unquote maps of least change?
Best I can tell, these are going to be the maps for this fall. And any challenges would have to come following year after the very, very important state Supreme Court election that we're going to be having about a year from now in the spring election 2023.
All right. So we got about 365 days to wait until we can find out whether or not these maps will be challenged. But I do agree with you, Dan. It sounds like these are the maps that we are going to be using for this fall and been really interesting analysis. We're going to continue diving in with this with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Got a number of other headlines we're going to dive into as well, so stay tuned. We're going to be right back on this 420 Wednesday.
What's today?
October